it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. I
cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
What's he doing in there?
And will it let me say,
come on.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Game 3 of the Phillies-Mets series coming up tonight. First pitch at 6:45 on WIP and the free Odyssey app, where we are on right now. And we are also on YouTube. Hello to everybody on YouTube, streaming live on YouTube. Ike, did you happen to see the very short 6-second Joel Embiid video posted on the Sixers Twitter and Instagram yesterday?
At 9:07 at night.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
So I'm fighting myself.
Oh, hardest wood I had ever touched.
So here's where I am.
Don't fight it.
I'm just going to be honest to you.
Yeah, come on out.
You'll be honest to the listener. Be honest to Jack. So I have given up in all like reality, mm-hmm. like the Joel Embiid dream. Mm-hmm. He was a great player. Love him. One of my favorite players ever in Philly. Imperfect, but had given it up. It's not going to happen. All I want to do is see the young guys play this year. I don't care about winning a title. All I care is just having a Sixer season that doesn't make me want to throw up. Gave up on Embiid.
Yeah.
Then, when that profile came out a couple months ago, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but we had him on the podcast, talked to him, read the profile, and the only thing it said about what he was doing this summer is that he was taking it slow.
Yeah.
And then when they would ask, you know, Nick Nurse, or when I would try to privately find out what was going on with Embiid, nobody would say anything. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, we hope he's ready for training camp. And all that stuff, I'm like, the same thing. I give up. Whatever. I give up. I just want to see the young guys play.
Yeah.
And then there was 1 6-second video on Twitter.
There it is.
Of Joel making a move, hitting a jumper with no knee brace on.
No brace on.
Looking kind of thin. And then I thought to myself, this is just an old video. You know? And then
they wouldn't do that to us.
I give credit to Sixers Saturdays, I think is the Twitter account. Went deep into the video and saw Jani Broom in the background of the video. So it couldn't have been an old video because Jani Broom is there.
Yeah.
You know? And I have to tell you, a little part of me, it's little.
Very small.
Little part of me was like, I don't know. Maybe he's okay. It was hard not to get a little excited seeing Embiid moving around for 6 seconds, but even playing basketball. I didn't even know that he was playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, it went from nothing. So I'm not getting my hopes up, but seeing the video got my hopes a little bit up.
Not getting your hopes up?
What's that?
What do you mean not getting your hopes up?
Well,
we're not asking for a title.
I just want to see him play 50 games like a normal Joel Embiid season.
That's all we're asking for. That's all we're asking for. We can get that.
Can we?
Listen, I got excited when I saw it.
Maybe he's dialed in.
Listen, I got so excited, I refused to retweet it or like it.
Oh, really?
Just because I didn't want to just start, Sixers, Nines. You know how people just get angry over nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, plus I didn't want my little slice of joy to be ruined.
By everybody else.
By everybody else and what they're thinking. So I'm with you. I'm with you. I got a little tingle there.
Yeah.
When I saw it.
I was just like, maybe we'll get a season.
I was whacking that thing.
Dude, let me tell you. We get an MVP level season from that guy. I'm going on a warpath on these phones. I don't even care. The next baseball season, when Jack's like, oh, no, the Leeds, the Phillies are 11-0. I'm like, I don't care.
Nobody cares.
I do not care. I'm on the warpath.
Yeah. Give me 50 games in the playoffs, man. That's all I'm asking
just
for.
Just give
man.
Me a good season.
I don't even need them to rush him. Like, he's not ready at the beginning of the season. I don't care. Like, just ease him into this thing and let him play a couple times a week, monitor those minutes. As long as he's stronger after February and he's ready to go, like, that's what I'm secretly hoping for. Like, you know what I mean? Instead of putting out a proclamation that he's going to do this or he's going to do that, I'm like.
Yeah, because we don't know. We're just hoping.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
It's just like, Ike, what if it's the third game in the season and a beat goes for 38-12 and a win?
Oh, you know we're getting excited about it.
Oh.
Got to get excited about it. We have to.
I'm sorry. I tried to keep myself from doing this, and it only took one. And look, I've been burned by off-season videos by Ben Simmons. We all been burned.
Yeah.
Oh, he's shooting in the gym. Been burned. Don't care. I'm not back, but I'm
trying this approach.
I might be back.
Because this is the approach I'm trying.
Okay.
Nothing is going to upset me.
No.
Nothing's upsetting
not
me.
Not after last year. I can't be
frustrated.
Upset.
Yeah. I'm not getting frustrated. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Only slices of joy. I watch Edgecombe play, McCain coming back. You
Maxie.
Know, watch the young guys. I can watch that, and you sprinkle me some NB in there with some Paul George. We look up there, playoff team.
Look,
the East is open.
It's right there.
The East is open.
Tatum's hurt.
Yes.
Halliburton's hurt.
Yes.
You're telling me all we got to go through is the freaking Cavs and the Knicks?
Come on, man.
Bring it.
And the Knicks are fragile. Injured.
Yes, they're always injured.
The mental part.
Oh,
like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
They already fired a coach.
Yeah. So I saw the video and I was like, wow.
Did the Knicks hire a coach yet?
Yeah. Mike Brown.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I saw they brought Billy Lang up.
Yes.
Ditching our St. Joe's Hawks.
Well, what can you do? It's an NBA job, you know?
I know.
So, Jack, did you feel anything watching the video?
I mean, it was cool. I just see it. Come on, take it down a notch.
Oh.
6-second video in a little shoot around.
They knew what they were doing.
Oh yeah.
To me.
Oh yeah. They wanted you to know. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here.
We're here. We're still here.
We're still here.
The big Jonesy press conference earlier today. His Broads broke down. It might be a year for our winter sports teams.
We could use it.
Oh, yeah. Would be nice. Yeah.
I don't think we're gonna need it. I mean, we have a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
Phil's a flame out early, so everyone's gonna be happy.
Everybody's not happy with the Phillies
flame. Yeah, they are.
You're just talking about Elliot.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Everybody wants the Phillies to win.
Furry Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
Hey, Ice Spike, Jackie Baseball. What's going on, baby?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Hey, what's up,
man,
Brucey, baby?
Hey, I told you I was going to tell y'all a quick furry story before I get started, so it's going to make this real quick.
Okay.
The reason why I couldn't make it to the convention that night
is
when I came back home to my mom's house. I was going up the steps in total darkness. All of a sudden, a shadow moved in silence up the steps. I'm like, what the hell was that? So I wake my mom up. I said, Mom, something is in the house. I don't know what it is. She said, there's nothing in the house. You don't know what you're talking about. I was like, okay, I'm going to start in your room. Look under the bed. Look under the in the closets. I go into my bedroom where I stay with her, and she has a towel and a washcloth sitting on my bed before I take my shower. I'm going to go out, check out the convention. I turn the light on. And there is a animal crap on my freaking washcloth. I'm like,
animal
what
crap?
The hell is this? So whatever was in the house took a dump, took its time to get up on the bed and took a dump on my washcloth. Make a long story short, it was a raccoon in the freaking closet, and I had to wait 3 hours to get animal control in there to take the damn wreck. So that was my furry. That's my furry.
Story. Wow, that's well. See, Bruce. Here's what I'm worried about. Is you?
They heard you were coming.
Yeah. Like if you are furry, are other animals like raccoons thinking to themselves, oh, that guy's one of us, and you're just like Dr. Doolittle now, and that the raccoon thinks it's home for him because they see you walking around the wolf costume.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? No, I'm going to tell you, I can't stand raccoons, man. I had a bad experience in basic training with them. I never liked them. So I guess that was karma, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what that was. So he crapped on my freaking washcloth.
Okay.
That's the whole thing I was mad about.
Yeah. Jeez. Well,
but anyway.
Okay.
There's a lot going on in that story. I'm not going to dive deeper into it.
Yeah, there was other stuff.
No. We're just going to leave it at that.
We're going to leave it at that.
But anyway, look, you know, just getting into this Eagles. No, it was the Phillies point. No, it was about the Eagles.
No, Eagle yep. one.
It was about the Eagles winning and losing. Hey, look, I will never advocate for them to lose, but I did agree with you on that point, Ike, is – the fact that I would be much more annoyed if they won and they played sloppily, because I don't like this OC. I don't like what he's doing right now. He needs to get more creative with the freaking offense.
Well, you agree with
he
Spike.
Got all these weapons, and I would be mad versus them losing. But if they fought admirably, I can accept that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
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 It's called coping.
Yeah. Well, we all cope. We all find our ways, you know. Furry Bruce, for next question today, for the Bite for the Fight tickets, what is your favorite food to eat while you're watching TV?
So I'm going to tell you, man, just keep it simple, man. I love some doggone, this is one of my vices, is some tortilla chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa is a good one, man.
Chips and salsa is a good one.
Chips and salsa is a good one. I like a nice spicy salsa.
I like a little good spicy salsa.
Absolutely. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, feller?
Justin.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine hump day?
Oh,
what's up, Justin?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, boys, I'm hanging in there like a hare in a biscuit.
He cracked himself over
yeah,
that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, stuck that one in there.
Yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway. Going back to the Eagles real quick, and then I've got something. I got a question I got to ask y'all real quick because I know you got leading off. But anyway, going to this number two corner situation, I know there's a former Eagles son still out there working out. Why have we not given Asante Samuel Jr. a look, Ike?
They must not like him. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, he's been – when he was in with the Chargers, he could play inside, he could play outside, and I think I heard Elliott say something, there was an issue with an injury last year or something like that. Maybe mm-hmm. they're kind of concerned about that. But he was pretty daggone good his first couple of years, if I remember right. And he's got to be better.
Better than what's out there, yeah.
Than what we've seen thus far. I mean, we know Vic really don't pull no punches, like, and we all like that about him. We really do. So, obviously, Bennett hasn't really taken to the defense yet. Like,
mm-hmm.
I guess the other guy has. What's his name?
Adoree Jackson. Yeah.
I mean,
Think about this, Justin. Think about this. When they decided they needed to go get a corner, they traded for one instead of bringing in Asante Samuel Jr.
Yeah, that.
They just don't like him.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they wanted him, they could have very easily got him.
Yeah, they could have very easily got him. I guess that's – you got me with that one, dude. So real quick, my question –
But I'm with you, though. I don't understand why, though. Like, I don't – I like the kid, but, you know, maybe – I don't know. Maybe Vic doesn't like him as far as, like, his measurables. Because he's a short corner, right? He's
Yeah, he's on the smaller side. He's probably about 5'10", something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, my question I have to ask you guys, what is the rules with, like, singing along to 5:30 Creed at – Chickies on Mondays.
We want people
to. Oh, yeah, we want you to.
So like, if somebody were to come from Tennessee on October 6th
Here we go.
Could he sing along with you? I mean, I'm
like with us up on the stage.
Oh, you want to sing along with us? Ah, well, of course you can.
Because your boy Justin from Tennessee and his son Owen are coming to the Broncos game.
There we go.
Yeah, boy.
All right.
As Herb says, yeah, boy.
Grease knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
All you boys know what I'm talking about too on this one. But we're coming back for the Eagles Broncos game. Another friend of mine or a guy I've made friends with. He's giving me and Owen two tickets. We're going to the Broncos game. We're going to hang out with y'all again at Chickie's like we did a couple, 3 years ago. And, boys, I'm fired up, focused, and prepared. October 5th can't get here quick enough.
That's going to be awesome. Looking forward to it.
I like that.
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully Jordan Mailata, he'll be there that night.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there that night.
Hopefully whoever's on the players' lounge don't get pulled like last time, because last time it was going to be Hassan Reddick. He ran his mouth about the 40 whiners, and they pulled his ass. I said, "You ain't going to no players' lounge."
Well, I'll tell you what, Justin. I'm as excited as a polar bear in a zoo with two Peters.
No, you're as happy as a puppy with two Peters and don't know what to do with either one.
There we go.
All right, Justin. You got to get it right. But anyway. Hey, I'll get off here and let you go. I love you, boys. Hey, October can't get here soon enough. We'll see you in Zambo.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. That's a month.
So, why does the puppy have two Peters?
I have no idea. Doesn't know what to do with either one of them.
Doesn't know what to do with either one of them.
Yeah.
Well, it's why is the puppy happy that he has two Peters?
Yeah.
Twice the humping.
Yeah. A lot of humping.
Horny dogs, right?
Yep.
So he has two of them.
I only know hungry dogs.
Horny dogs run faster.
Yeah, horny dogs run faster.
That's almost what Kelsey said.
That should be Stoutland's new message.
Yeah, horny dogs run faster. Jack, this is up to you. Chuck is on the line, wants to yell us about Embiid, but we have to do text line.
Yeah, we have to do text line.
So there's no Chuck. Just, I want you to know.
I know.
Not
he
on me.
He called a little late.
Okay, not on
damn,
me.
Damn, Chuck.
Not on, we can talk to him tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Chuck.
Tomorrow. Yeah. We'll, the same Embiid anger tomorrow. Will be there.
Yes, I promise. Again, not me. I was willing, but Jack says we got to do this. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
These vegan wings are terrible, man. Appreciate the invite. Mike Reese at Joe Giglio's house for the NBA draft when he was supposed to be at Spike's.
They make vegan wings?
They do. Well, they make them with cauliflower.
Okay.
So they're good. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No,
they make them with cauliflower?
No, so it's basically they take a cauliflower, floor it, and deep fry it, and then put the sauce on it. So you're basically tasting the sauce and the
cauliflower
and the fried stuff or whatever.
Is there any bones?
No, idiot. It's a cauliflower. They can also make them out of this other stuff called seitan, which it has like a meaty consistency or whatever.
Wow.
Never mind.
Seitan meat?
Not
interesting.
Seitan.
Wow.
S-E-I-T-A-N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's next?
That caller from California was way out of line, and Spike had every right to get upset when he insulted Pat Mahomes. Dude is lucky he didn't badmouth Baker. Frank in Ardmore.
Well, it's just a weird thing he said about
him.
Very weird.
When he
said
a dark skinned
Pat Mahomes.
Or Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady. That was. Yeah, just keep it moving.
Yeah, it was a weird thing. Yeah. All right, what's next?
Hey, babe. Netflix and chill tonight? L.A. texting his wife immediately after today's call.
Well, he's talking about all the wrist movements.
Oh, yes. By the way, can we replay that tomorrow?
Seriously.
That answer?
He went
getting under the wrist.
He went hard in the paint on that one, man.
He started with the 3 to 4 inches, and then he went, you're working it up
and down. Your wrist up and down.
It's like,
I didn't know what was really going on, because I think I was talking to a caller or something.
Okay.
And I looked over, and I was like,
I didn't even know how to say anything to him.
I couldn't let it go.
Yep. Even in the middle of it, you're like, okay, come on, L.A. He had no idea.
Yeah. Just tell me, it's the baseball people, man.
Yeah.
They just start talking baseball. They start talking ball.
Yeah. A lot of balls and bats and wrists.
Sometimes you spin on it. You grab with one hand, you have your pinky out. Some people like to do that.
A lot of that going on, man.
What's next?
Can you move over a little bit, Bryce? I need to make room in that grave for A.J. Brown. Spike Eskin.
Oh, because I'm putting AJ.
Yes.
He asked the question. Yeah. Ike asked the question.
I think it's a legitimate question.
Yeah?
Pass the buck, Spike.
No, I did ask the question.
He asked the question, not me. Trust me, I don't want to blame AJ for it.
No, we're not blaming him. I'm just concerned. Concerned.
What's next?
Ike today. How do these guys remember all these handshakes? Seems like a lot. Ike yesterday, on one mention of the Golden Girls, cites the entire oral history of the show. Joe and Drescher.
Whatever's making that noise, turn it off.
I don't know where it is.
Okay.
I don't know where it's coming out of.
And then I was like, and Delta Perky's like, not us designing women.
Yeah. Well, you knew. I was a fan of the Golden Girls. Well, you know what it is. It was the intro song.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the greatest of all time. Yeah, so it made me a fan of the show.
Tommy Down the Shore sings an excellent version of the Golden Girls song.
I've heard it.
Yep. What's next?
So a lot of people are attributing Schwarber's success to changing his approach at the plate. But don't you think it's more likely a result of me saying he shouldn't get a contract extension? Spike asking L.A. about Schwarbs.
That's not what I said.
Could have been.
It isn't. I was actually... Whatever. What's next?
Tired of the constant harassment from Die Hard's Hertz callers, a defiant Spike Eskin devised a perfect plan to win them back. Talk about how good his fantasy team is. Alex in Lancaster.
Look, I know it's not going to win anyone over. I am just so thrilled about it. I'm thrilled about it. Two straight years, I had the best wide receiving core in the league. What's next?
Where'd it get you?
Yeah.
To be honest, I did get locked up for being rude at the bank. Also, I robbed it. Bam, an upper door.
Dude said he went to jail for stealing the lighters out of cars.
Yeah.
And then.
That was an all-time call, too.
It was. Bam came strong today.
Yeah.
Let's come strong with leaning off. Sorry.
Hold on real quick. Who do we want to give this the tickets to?
What answer was best?
Well, there's a lot of good answers. Derek Paoli, Chips and Dip, Jeff and Wilmington, Clam Chowder. Who doesn't love that?
Yeah, that's not a good answer.
Dustin with the pretzel nuggets with peanut butter in them.
How about nobody saying pizza?
Yeah. No, there's one guy
that was surprised by that.
Had pizza. Ed had Doritos. Bam had Chi-Chi. Okay, Andrew had popcorn. And then Bruce had chips and salsa.
Bam had Chi-Chi.
Well, I like the pretzel nuggets. Or what did Derek and Paoli say?
Chips and dip.
You got an opinion on this one? Make it random.
Send Bam.
Yeah, send Bam.
Send Bam. Give it to Bam.
Congratulations, Bam.
Congratulations, Bam. See you on Saturday at the Bite for the Fight Food Festival to benefit the Fight on McKenna Foundation. Happens at the Expo Center at Oaks. Great event. Try a bunch of different food. Support a great cause. That is on Saturday.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.